are listening to the award-winning, leading children's gardening educator, Lee Connolly, the Skin Indian Gardener, and my daddy.
As a parent, I know it can be challenging to resist the lure of technology and the never-ending stream of notifications that come with it. But it's important to remember that our children crave our attention and presence more than any device ever could. One way to combat the distraction of technology is to set aside dedicated time each day to be fully present with your children. This could mean turning off the phone during meal times, taking a walk together without any devices, or just getting outside gardening, away from social media. Another helpful strategy is to limit your own screen time and model healthy digital habits for your children. Remember, the moments we share with our children are fleeting, and it's up to us to make the most of them. So if you're with family or friends right now, turn off this podcast, put down the phone, and go and create some real memories.
But this was absolutely not the fifth time that I recorded this part of the show, because I did not have the microphone plugged in right.
Hey! How you doing, everyone? Welcome to the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. I'm back, full of beans, here on this week's show. Hey, thanks so much for your very kind words about last week's Payne's Hill visit. I really enjoyed that. That was fun. Hopefully we'll do a few more. I'm trying to think of where I'm visiting in the next few weeks. I'll let you know. It could pop up at any time, but if I am out and about and I think, oh, this could make a good podcast, I'll be sure to get out my recorder and record some bits just for you. Anyway, how am I? Thanks for asking. We are back from the school holidays here in Essex. What an incredible 2 weeks. I really enjoyed it. Although I did work, obviously I was in Gloucestershire over the holidays doing the library tour. That was a lot of fun. I did Ideal Home Show. That was great as well. Thanks to everyone that came and said hello there. And then I had a nice week where it was a bit of a mixture of gardening, work, and also family time, which is all important. Not the most balanced I wanted it to be, but not bad balance, I don't think. Anyway, it was all about balance, isn't it? That's a lot of what life is all about, people. Also, I was at Perrywood Garden Centre last week. I was trying to catch up with me weeks last week, which was really fun. I was with Anglian Water, which you may know I've been doing some work with over the last few weeks, or last few months, I should say. It was really nice to get to chat to people and see their thoughts about how they save water in their own garden. And obviously, this week's podcast, as you can see, has been titled with Mr. J.O.'s name. We have been judging this week for those Good Food School Awards, or the Good School Food Awards. That's what I said, wasn't it? I can't remember. I'll tell you more about that later on today's podcast. I think it's going to be a corker this week, so make sure you stay tuned for the next 17-ish minutes. Had Rishi Sunak replied to me yet? At what point do I get rid of this feature? I don't even know. The answer's no. You know that. Oh, Rishi hasn't replied to me yet.
There's creepy black eyes, green and dark. Keep it a secret now, please.
This gives me an idea.
There's zippy, happy and sweetly. And now the parting to peace. The parting to peace.
Well, welcome to the bottom of the garden. We're back down here today, and honestly, I'm really sorry to say, not a lot has changed. I'll tell you one thing that has changed is that the tree is flowering, and I love that. If you don't already know, we've got an apple tree down at the bottom of the garden, and very slowly it's getting larger and larger. Lastly, we got two apples off of it, which I was happy with. Let's see what happens this year. I feel like we could have a few more this year. The daffodils have slowly died away. I'm going to cut them back and possibly take the bulbs out to dry off for next year, or probably going to place them somewhere else because I need that veg truck to start planting some veg up. Although I do see a lone carrot sitting in there from last year. The strawberry beds are looking a little bit weedy. I'm going to give them a little weed, but I can see some flowers from those strawberry plants popping through, so we're going to get plenty from that. I am thinking about moving those strawberry beds as, and this is just between me and you, podcast listener, I have a shed that connects this garden. I'm thinking about putting an extension. Don't tell anyone. I'm thinking about putting an extension on the shed, which will enclose this space even more. It's a fence panel. If you don't already know, fence panel by a fence panel, big space. It will really enclose it a little bit, but give me a little area to be able to do some potting up and stuff. Don't keep it between me and you, podcast listener. If you already listened a few weeks ago as well, you'll know that I painted the bench, which has gone terribly, if I'm honest with you. It looks awful. I'm thinking about painting it black, and this is important. So the bench is going to go black. Hopefully that will make other things like the bug hotel and the beds for strawberries and some other bits that we want to put in here stand out a little bit more. That's the thinking behind it. If you want to see some more, head over to the Instagram. Just a real quick one. School Garden Success is the ultimate resource for primary school teachers looking to inspire their students to connect with nature, grow their own food, and care for wildlife. School Garden Success offers a comprehensive range of resources and tools to support educators in teaching children how to develop and maintain a thriving school garden. With our expertly designed lesson plans tailored to meet the needs of primary school children, you can easily incorporate gardening into your curriculum and bring science and environmental studies to life. At School Garden Success, we understand the challenges of teaching in today's fast-paced and demanding education system, which is why we've created a one-stop shop for all your gardening needs. From online tutorials and how-to guides to expert advice and support, we're here to help you every step of the way. So whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, visit schoolgardensuccess.co.uk today and discover the benefits of bringing the joy of gardening to your classroom. Now, back to the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to this week's Gardening News. We are coming up to something very soon in the next few weeks called No Mow May. And this week's Gardening News, I'm highlighting No Mow May as one of the most, maybe an exaggeration, but one of the most dangerous things to hit the garden in recent months. Now, No Mow May, I like the idea behind it. I'm not sure who organised No Mow May. I like the idea behind it, right? Not a lawnmower company, that's sure. I like the idea behind it because we're promoting, hey, let your garden grow a little bit. It's good for wildlife, it's good for the bees, it's good for the hedgehogs, it's good for holding on moisture to your grass, actually. When it starts getting warmer, the longer your grass is, the better, because it holds on to that moisture. It means your grass will stay greener, right? But I don't like No Mow May because what happens is it's amazing for the bees. They love it. They're having a buffet of flowers and having a great time. Hedgehogs are coming in going, this is brilliant, Dave. And then in June, we hack it all back. What I believe No Mow May should be about is creating, not being lazy and not bothering to cut your lawn, creating areas. To get passionate about this, creating areas in your garden that are always long and overgrown. Great for wildlife. Let's see what this guy thinks.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
I guess, duck him. Lee, it's Arthur here. What? This is getting silly now, Lee, right? This is getting silly, yeah? I don't like shouting down the phone to you, but listen, last week I was at Pennsylvania. You didn't even come and let me in, okay? I told them who I was. They didn't know, right? This week, again, it's been probably about 2 months since I spoke to you, right? And each month I call you, each week I call you, and Barbara said, Bob, what, Barbara? No. Barbara said, oh, you should stop calling him. Go speak to another of the podcasters out there, eh? Right? But I said, no, I'm going to stick with Lee. He's golden, okay? He's golden. The last time I'm going to come on here, right, talk to you, and give you a tip. If you don't answer your phone next week, yeah? Don't answer your phone next week. That's it. Me, you, done. Okay? I'll end up, if I have to go on Richard Suggett's podcast, I'll have to. All right? Now, hello there, everyone. It's Arthur Shandy here. This week's top tip. Is it Hedgehog Awareness Week coming up in May? So, if you're thinking about how you can attract hedgehogs into your garden, think about a hedgehog home. Think about maybe feeding your hedgehogs or even creating a hedgehog highway. All the great ideas to attract hedgehogs into your garden in a few weeks for Hedgehog Awareness Week. A whole week for hedgehogs. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Relax. Take time to think about not cutting the lawn. But make sure you still cut it, just leaving a little bit of area around somewhere in the garden. And just think what you can create. I mean, it's literally like building someone a house and then knocking it down a month later. It makes no sense. But anyway, relax. Relax. It's just a crazy idea. I don't get it. It's just a, I don't. Anyway, relax. Oh, sorry. Relax. Relax.
Hello, I'm Aid Sellers, the Good Life Gardener. And I'm here to share with you one simple message. Get gardening into schools. For the last several years, I've been very lucky. I've been working alongside Lee Connolly as he's been going into schools, city schools, rural schools, theatre tours, even stepping into the House of Lords to get that message across. And from my point of view, I've been the filmmaker. I've been the guy pointing the lens. And in all those years, time and time again, I've seen the same thing. The same expression. I've seen the kids react in the same way. And it's this. Happiness. Children are excited, are happy to be outside, happy learning about bugs, flowers, happy to be planting something, to get their hands dirty. We have to get gardening to schools. We have to act now. But we need a plan. We have to start from the very start, from the moment we sow that seed and see that child all the way through. So, the teachers need the right training, the right support. We need funding. And as children get older and they see a possible career, then we have to present with them every single avenue they can go down and the right training. And if it is a career they're going to go into, then we have to ensure they have the right prospects, that they can continue to learn, develop their skills, fair wages, and have a successful career in horticulture. So, like I said, the message is simple. Get gardening into schools. My name is Aid Sellers. Thank you for watching and happy gardening.
The fantastic Aid Sellers there. Hey, Aid was on QVC at the weekend, back on the telly. Good one, Aid. I loved seeing that. Get more aid on the tally. That should be in the news this week. That should be in the news. We're still pushing getting schools gardening. Who's with me? As we come to the end of the podcast this week, I want to tell you a little bit about heading to J.O.'s, Gemster Jamie Oliver's HQ this week, where we are finally, we have finally got our shortlist of winners for this year's competition. I'm very excited to be part of it. Headed to HQ, met all of the team. It was such a good day. Met all of the experts that are part of this absolutely incredible thing this year. And I'm not pushing it enough. I really need to talk about it a lot more. We are going to send a school garden success plan into the Sustainability Star Award this year. Whoever wins that is going to get a school garden success plan, which is absolutely incredible. I'm so excited about that. That's going to be amazing, honestly. But there have been some absolutely amazing entries that we went through this week. I just think that it really shows the passion behind what teachers do for our children, how they care so much and just do not get. And that's why I love being part of this, because it highlights the amazing stuff that's going on with schools. It's so easy to say the bad stuff about education and schools and what schools, but without knowing and what they're dealing with behind the scenes and how they work. These people that we have got shortlisted this year, amongst everything else they have to do and deal with, they are managing to get their schools eating healthier. And on my side, as I've said before, growing as well. Because that is such a big thing for me. That's one thing that next year, it's been a big part of it this year, but next year, I really want to try and do more. I really want to. This is my first year being part of this competition. If we can get more children growing, more children out there growing their food and then eating healthy with it, then all the better. Honestly, all the better. And I hope that I can be part of that with the team. Hope I can bring my own angle towards how we can make that work. But for this year, the second year of the competition, it's great to be part of it. And great to see the entries. I honestly think that this awards will go from strength to strength in the coming years. And it's good to be part of that incredible team. So watch out. They'll be announced very soon. I've not got an exact date, but the winners will be announced very, very soon. Right, that's it from me. Goodbye. Hey, how are you doing, everyone? Usually this is the part of the show where I promote the book, where you can get hold of the How to Get Kids Gardening book right now, everyone, on the website. Go head over there. But I want to quickly just highlight two podcasts at the moment that I'm part of, two episodes that I just want to highlight recently that I've done. One is with the Underground podcast with Phil and Kate. Really good podcast that I really enjoyed doing that interview. And then also the Plant Pod as well, where I spend a lot longer chatting to Ross about some of the stuff that I'm up to and some of my thoughts. So those two podcasts, go check them out. We only get 20 minutes here, but over there you can hear more of my thoughts. Morley, if you want. Anyway, bye.
This is Ace the Maker, the Gardener, Dotson.